Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsor for our program, and that's Growmark, locally owned, globally strong. In this week's program, we're going to learn about some activities that I will be attending over in France. This is only a few weeks away now, but Alltech is holding their global beef and dairy conference kind of simultaneously and nearby to the World Equestrian Games, for which they are a title sponsor. I visited at the Ag Media Summit with Ann Hess and also with Danielle Palmer. So let's start out with my conversation with Ann. We are going to talk about the global conference that's taking place that I'll be attending first, and then we'll visit with Danielle. At the Ag Media Summit, I'm visiting with Ann Hess with Alltech, and Ann, I'm looking forward to an opportunity to get a chance to go to your Global Dairy and Beef Conference. I think we used to call that the Global 500 once upon a time. I've been to a couple. This is going to be held in France. Tell us a little bit about the conference this year.
Yeah, actually, you say it used to be called Global 500. I think it's because we've gotten more than 500 farmers now. Last year, it was in Ireland, we had 760 dairy and beef farmers, and this year we're looking for about that same number to head to France. This will be held same time as our Alltech FEI World Equestrian Games, and we're really putting a focus on the farmer and some of the new technologies today that are out there and available that people can implement.
Describe the kind of program you put on. I mean, we don't have to run through every topic and presenter, but just what do they do? They come in one day, and it's more than a one-day conference.
Yeah. Well, it starts August 30th with some farm tours. There's separate beef and dairy tours. And then they'll actually go into sessions where they will discuss issues such as mycotoxins, somatic cell count, mastitis, succession planning, finance, even look at some branded milk opportunities, meat quality issues. But the neat thing is last year in Ireland, they started this program called EPS, Efficiency, Profitability, Sustainability, and a certain select number of farmers from Europe got on this program. They are going to be sharing their case studies, if you will, during a panel session so we can see what's been going on in their farms over the last year on this new program. And then at the end of the meeting, the farmers will be able to put together a blueprint that they can take home with some of these new ideas, whether it's succession planning, branding, you know, feed efficiencies, higher milk production, and take that home to the farm. So it's really a good workshop, if you will.
What is it that Alltech kind of hopes that you accomplish by bringing them in like this and then providing them this kind of an educational, professional development opportunity when they leave? I mean, what do you hope that you accomplish?
Well, I think, you know, we're hoping that they get to network with producers from around the world, gain new ideas, new insights, and then go home and ultimately, you know, help to their herd health and profitability.
One of my favorite Dr. Pierce Lyons quotes, I can't say it, I can't quote him exactly, but marketing through education is a theme that he's always had. And whether it's this conference or the symposium that's held each year, it seems to me like you develop just an incredible relationship with your customers. And so I know that's what it's all about. Seems to be working well. Well, I'm looking forward to the Global Dairy and Beef put on by Alltech. It'll be held in the Normandy, France area this year. And here from Ag Media Summit, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.
After I attend the Global Beef and Dairy Conference, I'll be heading over to the World Equestrian Games to at least spend a little time, and then head on to the IFAJ Congress in Scotland. So let's listen to my conversation with Danielle talking about the WEG, as we like to call it.
At the Ag Media Summit, I'm visiting with Alltech and Danielle Palmer. And first of all, Danielle, tell me what you do for Alltech.
Sure. I am a PR coordinator for Alltech. So with the big global animal health and nutrition company like Alltech that takes you in all kinds of venues, whether it be equine, livestock, crop science, or even brewing and distilling.
Well, what we want to talk about is World Equestrian Games. This is an opportunity that Dr. Lyons jumped on last time around here in the United States for Alltech to be the title sponsor for the games, and you all are again this year, but you're not in the United States. Tell us just, first of all, where will the World Equestrian Games be?
Sure. They will be in the Normandy region of France this year, which is very exciting. It gives us the opportunity to connect with a lot of dairy and beef cattle farmers because that is a huge agricultural center of France. So we're making the trip over to Normandy, a little different than Lexington, Kentucky, but definitely just as exciting. It's turning out probably to be one of the biggest games so far. I know we've got competitors from about 76 countries coming, so it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, I was able to attend here last time. Had never done that before. There's a lot of pageantry that goes with this, a lot of history and traditions even.
Oh, yeah, it's a huge, you know, tradition. It's like the Olympics of horse sport. You know, this happens every 4 years. Competitors train for this, you know, for all those years. And there's a lot of big horse shows out there, but this is by far the biggest. And we definitely make it a party. We have a Alltech Music Festival that goes along with it. There's events every night. You know, we really try to treat the competitors well and let them have a great experience.
Now, I know I'm going to talk about this separately, but you're also holding your global conference kind of in conjunction with that. So I guess this means that it's an opportunity for Alltech to bring in partners and customers and dealers, distributors of product too, right?
Yes. With global dairy and beef being there this year, it's a neat opportunity to be somewhere new for people who maybe have been to the conference in the past. And we'll have tours out in, you know, the heartland of France so that people can get to learn about what they're doing out in their fields. And last year we did it in Ireland, so people also got that experience in Ireland as well as, you know, in past years having it in North America.
Well, it's got to be a lot of team effort that goes into this because it is such a big venue. How much does Alltech have to run or do as part of that sponsorship you've got?
Sure. Well, we are the title sponsor, so we definitely are very involved. You know, the FEI is the main governing body, and they do a great job of, you know, actually running the competition. But we kind of help, you know, put those extra touches on it, give the media a great place to hang out, give the public a lot of fun things to do. So definitely a good portion of our staff is working on this, you know, for the past years, ever since we said that we would be sponsors. So it's definitely a full-time effort.
Well, I'm looking forward to having that opportunity coming up. We're going to learn a lot more about what takes place there in the relatively short time I'll have in advance of the International Federation of Agricultural Journalists Congress that I'll be attending as well. So thank you very much, Danielle, for just giving me a little preview look ahead at what Alltech is doing over in France here this fall.
I'm looking forward to working with Alltech once again out on the agri-blogging highway. That's the Zimcast. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.